SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
On December 9, 2019, 47 people were on the White Island of Fukari volcano when it suddenly erupted. Go. 22 people were killed, including 17 Australians. Jason Griffiths from the New South Wales Mid-North Coast was 33 years old when he suffered burns to 80% of his body and later died from his injuries. His mother Karen told 7 News her life hasn't been the same since.
There's a massive hole. A massive hole that will never be filled. If it wasn't for my husband, my remaining children and my grandkids, I wouldn't be here today. I would have gone with Jason in a heartbeat. That's what I see every time I close my eyes, it's just him laying in hospital. And I kept it from my husband for a long time, that I had to watch Jason basically melt before my eyes as he passed away.
A judge-alone trial has now begun in Auckland, following charges brought by WorkSafe New Zealand against 6 defendants involved in operating tours to the island. The charges allege defendants neglected a duty of care for the safety of on-site workers and tourists in the lead-up to the event. Karen says she has long questioned why her son was allowed to enter the site when the island sat at a volcanic alert level 2, the highest level it could be without an eruption taking place.
It's just something that I want it to be over, and it's taking forever, you know? I'm in a nightmare, and it's a nightmare that I'm not waking up from. It just continues and continues. He was only 33 years old when he died. He had a lifetime left, and they stole it all.
Of the 22 people who died, 19 were customers of White Island Tours and 2 were employees. At the time of the eruption, there were 3 White Island tour boats either at the island or returning from the island. Nigel Hampton KC is a defence lawyer in New Zealand who specialises in health and safety law. He told the ABC some defendants have already pleaded guilty.
There are a number of defendants, some of whom have already pleaded guilty prior to trial, and some of whom are still going on to trial. And they range from the owners of the island to some of the tribal interests, Maori tribal interests in the island, to some of the tourist operators by boat to the island, and some of the tourist operators by helicopter to the island, as well as GNS, the government science organisation.
WorkSafe Chief Executive Phil Park says 6 parties have pleaded guilty to health and safety failings related to operations around White Island, including the Government Science Organisation and White Island Tours, who had earlier entered their plea and are awaiting sentencing. A remaining 6 defendants are now on trial. Mr. Hampton says health and safety standards in New Zealand need to be improved.
There's a real problem with health and safety generally in New Zealand, and it has been so for some time. Health and safety in New Zealand has become reactive, not proactive. The regulator has a very, and continues to have, in my view, a very laissez-faire attitude that is WorkSafe and its predecessor, and is not an active regulator, not inspecting, insisting on due standards being organisations being held to proper standards.
Ben Kennedy is a professor of volcanology at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand. He explains how sudden and unexpected eruptions occur.
There are lots of different types of volcanic eruptions, and lots of these types can occur unexpectedly. The particular type that happened from Fukari White Island Most experts agree that it was largely driven by steam and hot acidic fluids that suddenly expanded and blew out the rocks and small particles from inside the crater beneath the lake and sending ash clouds up into the air and out across the crater.
And Dr. Kennedy says eruptions like the 2019 White Island event are not uncommon in New Zealand.
New Zealand has had these types of eruptions before, so Ruapehu has had them, and Fakari has had several in the last 10 years. They are characteristic of Ruapehu and Fakari in particular.
The trial is expected to last for 4 months and hear from first responders and survivors. If the defendants are found guilty, charges of up to $1.5 million could be laid. But for Karen Griffiths, she says it would be too traumatising to travel to New Zealand for the trial. Instead, she is calling for a permanent memorial to the victims of the eruption. Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.